Hey everyone, Jake here. I wanted to preface this episode and the rest of the book we are in with a bit of a content warning. The story of Age of Ashes involves themes of slavery and human trafficking. The PCs you know and love will be confronted and faced with the existence of these things in a very real way. It's a tricky situation, as Paizo had recently condemned the use of slavery in their own writing and have made points of not using it as a theme in their material going forward. This book was obviously written before all that, so we are tackling it as best as we can. That is to say, we will not be making light or fun of slavery or human trafficking in any way during the rest of this adventure. Slavery and oppression should be destroyed at any opportunity in both the real life and while playing pretend around the table. We are sorry if this causes any inconvenience to anyone that has listened up to this point, but I can assure you that we are handling it in the best way we know how and in the most tasteful way we can. As always, we welcome feedback from the community on any ways that we can improve in the future. Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoy the episode. So you guys have been back in Breach Hill for a little while now, and kind of is it comforting to be back home?
It is.
Well, not home, but
well, I mean, it's kind of home for Adalar. I mean, his home was basically destroyed. Spoilers. and he kind of had, like, you know, had to make himself a new home over the capital of Cheliax.
Mm-hmm.
And then, kind of got pushed out of there, too, so.
You just weren't cool enough to hang out with the other Abadarian priests.
Like, literally, that's the reason.
They're like, he's too much of a square.
Like, do you want to go out partying with us,
Adalar? He didn't do enough devil lip service.
do you want to go to the next summoning?
It's just like, this contract doesn't look fair. That's the point.
Oh my god, devils are the Chads of the planar realms.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh yeah, dude, go to this spot. And they go there and fucking Hellhounds just rip someone apart. And they're like, oh, fucking nerd.
Hey, that also happened during our Resident Evil playthrough.
Speaking of which, yeah. Check out our YouTube page.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could just imagine, like, just signing contracts and be like, yeah, this is totally worth contract. It's only a 10.8% interest rate. It's really good. You're like, what? I never signed a contract before. Let's do it.
And it's not fixed.
It's not fixed. Trust me. You can sign this.
Yeah, that's why I feel like it's all realtors and Cheliax.
Yep.
It's all realtors
and contractors.
And yeah. Lawyers.
And lawyers.
Yeah, yeah.
And people who throw themselves in front of your wagon for insurance scams.
Up my leg. So the reason why I bring up the comfort of home is that I want to know what kind of comfort TV shows or comfort games or movies or something like that you guys have.
I will start this off with a very strong, I don't have one, because I don't like rewatching things. Even things that I dearly love, I typically don't rewatch unless I'm specifically watching with someone who hasn't watched it before.
You've watched a lot of Adventure Time, though.
I've watched a lot of Adventure Time, that is correct. Have I
rewatched? I feel like that would have been the closest thing to yours.
Hold on, Tim.
You've rewatched some Adventure Time.
Fantastic Mr. Fox.
That is the one exception.
Oh, I found the one.
Yeah, yeah. That is the one.
That's a one.
Yeah,
it's also a perfect film. So
it is. Yes, there's no comments. Yeah. No critique.
Never seen it.
Well, I guess we're watching that after this episode.
Wait, you've known me for how long?
Yeah, no, I never sat down and watched it.
Huh.
It's a Wes Anderson film, so it's so charming.
It's,
and the animation is really good too. It's all
the,
like,
cast,
yeah,
stellar.
Yeah, well, that's all Wes Anderson films. He has a fantastic cast.
Fantastic cast.
Fantastic cast.
I like when Jake finds the one and it's not even a show.
I did say movies are included.
That's true. Wow. And games. She's like,
that's true. Like, especially for watching this thing. I don't like rewatching TV shows because it's like at a certain point you're like, I already know what's going to happen.
Oh, of course.
This I'll do is like go on YouTube and be like, yeah, I want to rewatch this one particular scene because I remember it's cool.
That's what I do. And so this brings it back to what I was going to say. I love pulling up Parks and Rec clips.
That's a good one.
I love Parks and Rec so much.
And then just pulling up clips of just like Andy or Ron or just like any of those characters interacting and stuff like that. It's just, it's so heartwarming. It's so wholesome. It's so much fun. So I love the comfort that that show brings me.
Years ago, one of my friends, was like, he found out that I hadn't watched Parks and Rec, and he was like, no, dude, come here, you're watching this. And he didn't even put on an episode of Parks and Rec. He looked up a YouTube video called The Best Ron Swanson Clips.
Yep. Same thing with Ron Swanson.
I was like, yeah, I gotta watch this show. That might be the coolest character that's ever existed.
Yeah, I've got three, and Parks and Rec is one of them.
Yes.
Community is one of them.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And Schitt's Creek.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Schitt's Creek is... It's probably close between Parks and Rec and Schitt's Creek of like my favorite comedy shows. Because Schitt's Creek, it's just so special.
Yeah,
the show.
Hannah watched a lot of Schitt's Creek, and I would hear her like laughing while like she would like watch it while it's like doing the dishes or something like that. I hear her just start laughing so hard. The one clip that she showed me from that was where they got into two of the characters decided to start an MLM like thing.
Gosh. Always a smart choice.
Well, they knew it was going to fail, but the whole thing was funny because apparently the entire town had already did it or something like that.
Oh, no.
So they were like, wait, none of you are interested? They're like, we've all done this already.
Yeah.
So yeah, there are some good clips of that, even out of context. Yeah.
Yeah, just to be I could pick, like, Parks and Rec, but I'll go with, like, the OG one. Every week, my family would watch this show together, and even to this day, I can just watch any episode of it. Doesn't matter, and that's Mythbusters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, Mythbusters.
Wednesday night, every week.
Wow.
7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
We all watch it.
There are some good apps.
Yes, yep. Yeah.
Jawbreaker episode, classic.
Oh yeah, that one. Yeah, that reminds me of when I would get home from school in high school. I would come home, and Scrubs would come on at like 3. So I got home at like 2:30. Would give me time to sit down, do dishes, or you know whatever else, and then Scrubs would come on, and I'd watch Scrubs. And it was just
Scrubs would be mine too. Yeah. But Rebecca doesn't care for Scrubs as much. She's not a big Zach Braff fan, which
It's understandable.
He's got a style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Scrubs. That was like my original favorite.
A show that will make you laugh uncontrollably and weep tears of sadness.
It doesn't help that Zach Braff gives that little like monologue at the end of every episode. Mm-hmm. That's just like somehow hits really hard no matter what.
Because he's an indie actor at heart.
Yeah.
Because it's like sad indie movies.
It really is.
But yeah, God, Schitt's Creek's my favorite. David and Patrick are my favorite fictional couple ever. In any show, doesn't matter. I love David and Patrick. They're like, it's the greatest show couple ever.
I can't think of going back to it. It's like I will either watch like short clips of whatever on YouTube, but like actually one movie that I do rewatch on occasion just because it's kind of fun. Uh-huh. Like for me is like if you heard of the director Darren Aronofsky. Darren Aronofsky. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Like he's done like The Wrestler and stuff like that. Like excellent movies, like that are kind of like artistic in a way.
Yeah.
But one of them is The Fountain.
And
it's like all based on the whole thing of kind of like the existential belief of death and like freaking out. And it's like it's a weird movie in things, but the visuals are just excellent.
Yes.
And
yeah.
The music is been used in most, a lot of people use it and it's just like, oh yeah, I found this track. I'm like, oh, that's from that movie.
That's from that movie. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like there's like no action really to it. I mean, like certain spots, but I mean,
it's intense.
But the whole thing is just based on acceptance of the inevitable.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah.
And it's just a very nice movie to rewatch every so often.
Well, you guys are back in town, sort of rewatching or playing out your old lives as you were gone for a month. But what happened at the end of last episode was that Adelar's father came back from the town as he was shopping around for wood and tools in order to build Adelar a library, as he said he was going to do for his old son, Addy. And when he came back, he said that he had a note.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to see the note?
I burn it. Never. No importance to me.
Oh, well,
goodbye,
you know,
burn
line.
It and throw him in a cell. We don't read in this Citadel.
We don't read in
everything
this
is pictures.
Well, Adalar, luckily, he told me exactly what to tell you.
Now we have to kill Jake.
Wait, who's speaking to Adalar?
Okay, I read the note. Of course I do.
He hands you the piece of paper, and I will hit show to players, right?
Gasp.
It's just in hieroglyphics. Like, what the hell?
Right.
Just a base note.
Now? You guys should be able to see it in Foundry.
Ooh. I'll read it.
Esteemed adventurers, I have a proposition for you. I wish to speak about potential employment of your skill, but do not wish to involve the authorities. This is a matter for which your skills are uniquely appropriate, but also one that must needs remain secret. I've taken the liberty of commandeering your local Wainwright's shop as a meeting place. Come before sunrise, and do so alone. If you do not meet me before then, or if you involve the authorities, this one-time offer will not be issued again. In any case, please accept my condolences in advance for your Wainwright's fate and the unfortunate fire that claimed his shop.
What's a Wainwright?
Wainwright is a wagon builder. Wagon maker.
So, do we know about the wagon maker's shop getting burned?
No.
Oh, he's just saying if we don't go, he's going to burn it down.
Yes.
It's a threat.
Yeah, this is a threat.
Okay.
But if we all go, we won't come alone.
Adalar reads it and goes, it didn't burn down.
Benson over his shoulder's like, it's
this threat. Is why we don't read, because we can't comprehend the message.
No pictures here.
What could he mean?
How do you expect to read with there's not even pictures?
You flip it over and it's a man asking for a favor and then holding a knife to a waist. Right, and then standing in front of a burn shop. They need our help, so we have to go to the Wainwright or help kill him and burn his place down.
Oh, makes sense.
You just have to run everything by Gene Goblin.
You say no.
What was the point of that voice? Was that Adalar?
No. The point of that voice was that whoever we meet has to sound like a total nerd now.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. When you walk in and it's like not that guy, you'd be like, "Oh, that's totally different."
It's not how I
that guy can't read either.
All.
That was whoever wrote the message.
Right?
That's true.
He wrote it in a perfect script.
You want me to write what?
Just do it.
It has to be like a 10-foot tall orc with that voice.
Yeah, it was a very disarming. Like when you meet Little John in Robin Hood, you're like, wait. Not little at all.
He's a beast of a man.
You said you were going to show me Little John.
Not the Little John I was thinking of immediately.
What? I just love how it's like, I can, you know, you can take my proposition, or I can cause havoc in the town.
Hmm.
It's like, doesn't seem like much of a choice, does it?
It is a choice.
It is a choice. I mean, do we care about the Wainwright?
Do you care about the Wainwright? I mean, he does make wagons for you.
We have not purchased a single wagon.
I mean you, the city, the people.
Oh, yes, the people.
It doesn't matter to us. We don't care.
We haven't paid him for anything yet, so I don't know what the issue is.
Like, the Citadel does not need any wagons.
Gonna paint it good.
So you don't help him, and then the next day you're like, fuck, if we only had a wagon.
I went to the Wainwright to buy a wagon, but he's all burned up.
He's all burned up.
They're like, no, it affects me now.
My business proposition.
I did find some burnt pieces of wood in there. I might be able to fix something up.
They're like, you're the new Wainwright, father.
I don't know how to make a wagon.
I don't know how I'm going to do that and make your library, Addy.
Do it. I'm giving you a second chance.
I was making bookshelves, now I'm making carts. It's an entirely different type of carpentry.
Expect me to wake a wheel? How do you do circle wood?
Right, I hate these square wheels. This works.
I don't tell my father, because I don't want him to narc to the to the city of fish authorities.
Was your father a narc?
I don't know, maybe.
Is he a square?
He's standing there as you read it out loud, and he's just like, oh no, I knew something was strange. The man that answered the door, he didn't sound like that at all.
Didn't need to alert the authorities.
You mean, well, that could have just been the courier. I'm totally confident this man is a total nerd. What other nerd would refer to us as esteemed adventurers?
Well, you're a holy man. He's a powerful sorcerer. He's a skilled ranger, and I'm a lord, so...
Point.
Yes. What about me? What am I?
A powerful sorcerer.
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
Sorry, you didn't say dragons.
Stop burning those books and listen to me, damn it.
No, Kezra.
Word's bad.
Stop it. You know learn. I need those.
Kezra's like, the goblins are onto something. I think when you write something down, it takes it out of your head.
Damn.
We must free all these words.
We're spending too much time around the goblins.
Yeah, just go to the goblins. I think Kezra's a bad influence when he's in.
I think goblins are a bad influence on Kezra.
You know, what's really kind of hilarious about all of this is they say, oh, don't tell the authorities and come alone. But we are literally gods among men. What do we have to fear? The authorities, they wouldn't be able to help us anyways.
And we killed the authorities, honestly.
And we were hired by the town to root out problems in the town.
Yes, it's literally our MO, so.
Apparently, humility is not one of Abadar's tenets.
Nope.
Nope.
It is definitely not, actually. Nowhere in the Book of Numbers does it say be humble.
It says acquire the drip.
And exploit everyone that doesn't have enough money.
And get to the bag. Oh.
So what say you, Adelardive? Are we going to answer this call?
You know I can't turn away from intrigue, Kezra. Curiosity gets the best of me. You know one of my qualities is light trespassing.
That's a cut.
I need a child, and then I can trespass anyone.
Quickly, get me a child from town.
No, get me a small child. I'll deal with this shady person.
Just use one of the goblins.
Take a goblin.
Put a little bonnet.
Sorry, my green child is very feisty today.
We have so much free labor.
It's not free, it's paid.
What are you guys doing, David?
I guess this is a matter worth looking into.
Agreed. Huh. What time is it? Oh, voice in the sky.
It is 10 p.m.
10 p.m.?
What? Yeah. Did the message have a time on it?
It said before sun. Oh, before sunrise. Oh. We must book it. Not a moment to lose.
Book it.
There's a whole 8 hours before the sun comes up. We gotta go.
Yeah. They did not specify exactly when, so I'm assuming he's waiting for us right now. Probably with a blade at the Wainwright's neck as we speak.
What if we just go now and investigate?
That's exactly what I'm advocating
for. I think we have to.
Okay.
Do we want to maybe send Elk in first?
No.
What? He's already gone.
Try and stop me.
Where did he go?
All right. Try and stop me.
You guys go as a group to the Wainwright shop.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling. I will pull you guys to the map, and your tokens are placed outside.
What is the Wainwright's name? Please tell me it's Wayne.
Mr. Wayne.
Wayne, right?
Wayne's Wayne.
Wayne Bruce.
Wayne Wright.
Wayne Bruce. No, you know that his name is, Fadelby Vusker.
Sounds like a...
That's a name.
Gnome?
No, he's a human, actually.
Wow.
I'll tell you, you've seen him around town. He is young, attractive, and played by Channing Tatum.
Oh, oh my
shit,
gosh.
We gotta save him.
Yeah.
Save that hunk.
Upstanding member of society.
And he's hot.
And he's hot.
What's his name again?
Oh, no, he's hot.
Fadelby Vusker.
Fadelby, are you here? Have they damaged your perfect complexion? Tell me, are you all right?
Everybody always says that Vusker pulls bitches.
Before Tim calls that out, I cast invisibility on Elk and see invisibility on myself.
Yeah. Good move.
Yeah. That's good.
Break in.
Elk couldn't make it.
There are two doors. There's a door on the south that is a double door. It looks like this is what he uses to pull the wagons in and out.
Black screen.
All I see is darkness, Jake.
Oh, damn it.
I just see myself on a dark screen.
Darkness imprisoning me.
Stop.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
The darkness.
Oh, while he's doing that, one little thing. I changed my level 9 feat I took for Kezra, and it's like a weird rule thing that I ran into. So I took Pervasive Superstition, which gives me... plus one to all of my saves against magical effects.
Ooh,
very nice. At all times. And the prerequisite feat is Orc Superstition, which is a reaction to gain that benefit instead. But they're both a circumstance bonus. So basically the new feat invalidated the old feat, because you can't have more than one circumstance bonus for the for something.
Hmm.
So I don't like that. I don't like, yeah, I get the benefit of having it all the time, so in case you, like, in one round come under the effects of two magical things, you gain the keep the bonus all the time. But I didn't like invalidating my old feat, so I changed it to Undying Ferocity.
Ooh.
So when I use Ferocity, I gain temporary hit points equal to my level.
Whoa.
Which is pretty sweet. But that's just something to, like, look out for when you're building your characters. It's like, there's three types of bonuses. There's item bonus, circumstance bonus, and status bonus. Right. And you can only be under the effects of one at a time, and you always use the highest value.
Mm.
So if you have a two different plus one circumstance bonuses to, like, athletics, you only get a plus one.
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
Just, like, keep that in mind.
Gotcha.
Alrighty.
All right, so you guys should be able to see on the outside of the shop now. So let me go ahead and go to
Kessler's damaged. His HP is still low.
The Wainwright shop has two entrances: the door to the east and the double door to the south. As I said, the double doors on the south, those are what he would obviously pull the wagons in and out of his shop with. The door on the east side of the building, that is the front door. So you know that if you've ever been here, you walk in that door and, like, the front desk is there.
Right.
And you know that Fattleby Vusker is usually there working on a wagon, or he might be out doing something. He also forges metal for iron, iron rims and stuff like that.
How about I just walk right in?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Nelk will take south. Since he's invisible, he'll just kind of, just in case anything's there.
So the double doors are...
Well, the double doors, they'd open.
The double doors are on the south. So if you go to the east side, that's the front door. If you go to the south side, that is the double doors.
Right.
Okay. I say we all go through double doors. Any objections?
Sure.
Yeah.
That's
the element of surprise anyway. So
yeah, it's like I'm invisible. And actually, Vamir, he isn't there, so...
All right, well, his token's there, so...
Yeah, so he's there. Okay. he's somewhere else.
Vamir is on top of the Citadel terrain, just...
Yeah, chilling.
Looking. Could be on top of the roof of this building.
Yeah, he could be. He's somewhere.
No one's going to think about it.
All right. You guys open up the door?
Yep.
You open up the double doors to the south. And you guys can walk in at your leisure. This workshop is large enough to hold multiple wagons at once. A fireplace and forge stand opposite the machinery, next to a narrow door. The narrow door, you know, is the front door. Two other doors lead north. One is tucked in an alcove and adorned with a wooden sign reading private, which you believe would be his private quarters. And the other is a slightly ajar double door. Which is the one up here on the northwest corner. As you guys walk in, you open the doors and they go...
Kezra is going to be detecting magic as my exploration activity.
You do detect some magic as a man steps out from the doors on the northwest. Let me go ahead and bring this guy out. And I will show you a picture of him after I reveal his token.
Look at that gentleman.
Look at this gentleman.
Oh.
Oh, his Channing Tatum. Ah, he looks...
Oh, my God.
Creepy.
Is he pissing blood?
Yeah, he looks like he's pissing
blood. Wow. That is unfortunate.
He's not pissing blood.
Oh, no. Well met. You should get that seen by your
urologist. Oh, damn, this again. Darn it.
Adela, are you a doctor?
I am not. I'm a healer. I cannot deal with...
There's a difference.
I mean, he's a handsome, pasty fellow with a badass, like, dire mace and some pretty sweet garb, but he's got a...
Got a red streak down his
Got a red streak
leg.
Down his inseam, and it's kind of a little
trouble
distracting.
He's got some, like,
I hope he's okay.
Boots, too. And, like, pirate
he should,
boots.
Yeah. He should get that checked out.
It sort of looks like a, like Civil War garb, almost.
Yeah almost.
It's got, like the
pauldrons.
It's got, like, big flare leather gloves.
Yeah, and, like, the flap that goes all the way across the chest to, like, the other side.
Yeah.
And that's where you button it.
And this guy is not the Wainwright.
He is not the Wainwright. this guy is played by Sam Elliott, if you know.
Okay. So you barely understand what he's saying. His big mustache kind of covers everything.
As you open the door and you walk in, and it goes, He walks in and... Sorry, I'm getting to... It's a PDF, I'm sorry.
He says, I want to do something perfectly legal.
Oh, okay, sure.
Just don't tell the authorities.
Oh, all right. As you guys walk in, he opens the door and steps through. And he goes, thank you for accepting my invitation, friends. And yes, the old Wainwright is fine. If our conversation goes well, he will stay fine, too. I've arranged for this meeting to ask you about a former associate and perhaps offer you a job in return. I have no reason to see anyone hurt, particularly not the poor exhausted gentleman in the room behind me. So, if you have any inclination, I have a few questions for you.
We might answer questions, but make one thing clear, we are not friends.
Very well, then. We will consider ourselves acquaintances at the most.
Could I do?
I don't even know your name. How can we be acquainted?
My name is Hubert Throp.
Throp.
It is a...
It's a good name.
Who is that?
It wasn't his voice, so it was me.
It was me.
It was me. I've been practicing my ventriloquism.
Oh, it's very good. You should keep up on that.
Appreciate it.
Could I do a society check or something on him?
Yes.
To see if I can figure out like Same. Where he's from.
Yeah. Go ahead and roll societies if you want to. If you want to roll, this is some nefarious activity. So Elk, if you would like to roll your underworld lore.
All right. Was I able to get a society check too?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, society or underworld.
Yeah, because he looks like fancy.
He looks like a criminal.
All right. It's not terrible. 27.
27. In certain places, you've heard his voice. He has a very distinctive voice before.
Heard his voice?
Mm-hmm. So in places in Absalom and other cities you've been to, you recognize his voice, and it is an unsettling one. Despite how soft and pleasurable his cadence is.
Oh.
19. Not great.
Yep. Just seems like a dick to you. So as he stands there and looks at all of you, he goes, what became of our previous associate by the name of Vaz Lorraine?
We remember her.
She's dead now.
Hmm.
She had an unfortunate fall.
She messed with the wrong people. May it be a lesson to all those who have that intent.
Well, good thing you're all being honest with me. I appreciate it. I do have an ear for discerning lies. And you can see that he actually has a spell cast upon him that is discern lies.
And I have a tongue for speaking truth.
And he flashes the symbol of Abadar.
Ah, law-abiding man. Paying your taxes, doing the good deed, I appreciate it. Now,
no, sir, you... I write the tax code.
Very well, then.
I'm above the taxes.
You being a worshiper of the man in the vault, you must know about Vaz's notes then. I'm sure you keep impeccable records.
Yes.
Where,
yes, I do.
Where are those notes, if you don't mind me asking?
They're in a bag of holding.
Oh. They're in an undisclosed location. What importance are they to you?
Well, if you have read them, which I'm sure you have, I was wondering if you might be able to tell me about this Alcida's ring. You and I both know that she was in contact with this magical piece.
Well, and I Benson should... just looks at this guy. He's got Benson can discern that he's got the ear thing going. Right. We killed her, took the castle, and we're in possession of Alcetta's ring.
Very well, then.
All right. We have to kill him now.
Perhaps you'll be willing to work for me and my esteemed associate. There's a job opportunity for you, should you choose to take it. I know it is not the best in some people's minds. But here we do a job and we get paid well for it. Perhaps it would be of an interest to you all.
Are you the associate? Now, what in Voss's note, she said that she was working with an organization. Do we have that name?
Scarlet Triad.
Just the Scarlet Triad.
Are you a member of the Scarlet Triad?
Yes, that is who I work for. We're an international group of powerful merchants who know how to take care of their employees. And we will take care of you as well, so long as you provide good product.
So that means you are... I'm assuming you're not a higher-up. You're probably one of the peons that communicates with someone above the chain.
to call me a peon would be insulting, good sir. No, I am a good friend of Laszlin, if you have ever heard that name before, which I'm sure you have.
Yes. Yes, you spoke with Belmazog, did you not? Or Laszlin did, anyways.
Oh, I know that Laszlin was talking to many, many people, and I know that she was speaking with Vaz Lorraine on a regular basis.
Okay. And what do you want from us?
If it would be to your liking, fetch three people who won't be missed, and who will be excellent stock for a trade of... Well, I'll just skip right to it. Who would be willing to work? Well, unwilling, in fact. You see, what the Scarlet Triad does is we deal with people, if you catch my understanding. Return here with them by next midnight, and we will consider ourselves contractually tied.
Do you have any idea who I am?
I know the Black Family, and I have heard of your nefarious acts against other believers. I was hoping that some of those things were motivated by worldly things.
No, no. As the current heir of the cloak, violence and judgment's my birthright, and I pull my sword out.
Very well then, I will leave this man behind me perfectly safe, you may have him. I will take my leave as it is.
I'm going to cast Enervation on this fool.
No! All right. I would like you all to roll initiative, then.
He's going nowhere.
You're going nowhere.
Nowhere.
3 minutes.
All right. Roll initiative, everybody, and then we will get...
May I use my intimidation?
Yes, you may.
Woo!
Yay.
Classic Kezra initiative. Natural 4.
So I was at level 9, and my stealth... Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I did pretty well for myself.
Woo!
All right, once you guys add yourselves to the tracker, we will get in on the combat here.
Wait, how do you add it?
Oh, if you right-click your token and then hit the little sword and shield, that will add you to it.
All right.
And then, yep, there we go. Going around the room, Benson, what is your initiative?
15 on the die for 34.
Oh, wow.
Intimidation.
Oh.
And if that meets his DC, he is now frightened for one turn.
That is true. He's a little frightened anyway, but good. Elkwood.
So that's an 18 on the die. Ooh. Plus stealth. So that is going to be, let's see.
Like 40.
Close. 40. It's 37.
Jesus.
Damn.
Because it's a plus 19 to stealth right now.
God. Okay. Adler?
24. Pretty low.
24. And then... are we going to get Kezra in here?
It's a 34. It's a 37.
I rolled a 4, so my total is 15.
Oh, I thought you were going to say 5.
Yeah, I'm a 9th level character.
Hey, at least it's better than Pathfinder 1st edition when your bonus to initiative can just be like plus 2 or something.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Even if you're like level 15. Yeah, I got plus 2 to initiative.
Alright, so going for surprising literally no one is Elkwood.
So I think during this whole time he was hunting prey on this guy.
Yes, that's
he
fair.
Doesn't trust him at all. He
that's says fair.
Heard voices of him. But he still doesn't know exactly what he's done. Like, sort of thing. Yeah. Like, they said he's, like, heard from the shadows and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, he's going to... let's see. So, door's right behind him, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's double doors right behind him.
And they're closed?
They're cracked. Correct. So he opened it and stepped out. He didn't, like, close it behind him, so...
Right. Okay. So, he's going to, first action, move up next to him.
Okay.
And with his quick draw, he is going to pull out his Elvish Curblade and quickly just slash him down. So that is... Yeah, a 28 to hit.
That is a miss.
Yeah.
Flat-footed.
That is just a hit.
Mm. Yeah, this dude's a bad man.
He's a bad man, guys.
He's a bad man.
Still 3d8. This is going to be so surprising and hurtful for him. He's going to be like, oh, what in the damn hell?
What in Sam's hell's going on?
I just want to offer you my 11 herbs and spices.
My friend, who's a colonel.
Scarlet Triad is actually just the keeper of
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
So that's good. You got 2 8s right there.
God.
A 2. And I say we probably didn't do any of the things with it yet. Well, we didn't have time yet to do the
modifications.
The runes.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yep. Yep. So,
we're still building the lab.
23 points of damage.
Woo.
Ow.
And as Alex steps out of the shadows, I'm like, oh, yes. Have you met our killer?
Two actions. So another action.
Sorry, Jake. I get to go again.
Yeah, come on, Jake. But he noticed that he was almost hit him. Like it was so close, and now he's no longer flat-footed. Yeah. So
yep.
Let's see here. Kind of was thinking of different things I could probably do to try to mess with him that didn't involve the map. But it would be like stuff like was it deception could add a feint, right? Which can make him flat-footed?
Correct, yeah.
But is that just to me?
It's only to you, and it's only during your turn, so it's good to open with feint.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unless you critically succeed, and then he's flat-footed to you until the end of your next turn.
So you could still try it. You could still try it and say that was like your second action. It wouldn't change the fact that you hit, but you could potentially make him flat-footed until the end of next turn. So
is there something? I'm not sure acrobatics can do anything or no.
I know you could aid. So you could,
yeah, that's what I'm trying to think of. I want to aid the next attack. That's
yeah.
Someone else
oh
does.
Yeah. You can do yeah. That. Yeah. Absolutely. So that's done as a reaction.
Yeah.
So you'll do that aid when obviously Benson is the next one. Right. Next one to run up here.
Yeah. Because okay. He's on prepared to aid.
Okay.
But what would it be like athletics?
No. Probably just an attack roll if you're trying to attack. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Okay. That's reasonable.
And it'd be at your full map.
Yeah,
sure. So,
it's a skill check.
Well, to aid, you have to also spend an action on your turn.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's why I'm going to spend an action in order to aid
exactly
someone's next attack.
Okay. All right, so that is the end of your turn?
Yes.
Okay. It is Hubert's turn.
Mm-hmm.
Hubert takes a step into the room.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Closes the door and says, "Pull it, damn you!" And the lathe that is in the center of the room... I am going to need... oh, no, it just makes attacks.
The what in the center of the room?
The lathe in the center of the room.
A woodworking tool.
It is a woodworking tool. This thing is vicious. So this lathe all of a sudden starts spinning. And it starts spraying out metal pieces all into the room. As it... It does so. It is going to take 4 actions on its turn to attack each of you at random.
Boo.
Wait, where's the lathe exactly?
It's right next to me.
Oh, yep. That's it.
Yep. So I'm going to roll a d4 for the first one and just see who it is. So this is going to... going around the table, Benson, or John, you are 1. Mark, you are 2. Kelly, 3. Tim, 4.
Benson's number 1.
Benson's number 1, Mr. Krabs. That is going to be a 4, so that is going to hit Adalar. It's going after Adalar.
Of course it does.
Of course it does. So this is going to be... Chrome's not responding. That's great.
Well, that means the attack.
That's correct. That is how that works.
It's like, exactly. No, you couldn't attack Adalar.
If Chrome's not working, the game's not.
Adalar casts internet interruption.
He's a technomancer. He spent time in the mana waste.
I knew if he it was going before me, he was just going to run back through the room.
As he said he was going to do.
Yeah.
That is going to be a... 36 to hit you.
Jeez. That's a crit.
Okay.
I can actually retributive strike that.
You could.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, cool. Because he's within 15, and you're directly next to him.
You take 9 less damage.
Love that.
And let me see really quick what the...
You said it's shooting metal?
Yeah, so it's shooting metal out like crazy right now. Just ching, 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 ching. That is going to be... Hold on. Let's see another one. So 7 base damage. So you said it was a crit?
Yeah.
Okay, so times 2 for 14.
Mm-hmm.
And you take persistent bleed.
Yeesh. Yeah, that's rough.
Equal to 7 points of persistent bleed damage.
Jeez. Okay.
All right. Next attack. Is it? Oh, you're hitting the lead. Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, it. AC is.
35.
That's a hit. That's a hit against it, yeah. Go ahead. Ooh, good sick. Swing on the lathe.
The poor lathe.
12 points of damage.
12 points of damage. It doesn't seem to do much, actually.
Yeah, I didn't think so, but you know.
Oh, hardness.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, second one is going after. Second attack is going to go on Benson.
Yeah, I just hit it, so.
Yeah, that's true. It says, hey!
It has a mind now.
Stab it! All right, that is going to be a...
Hardworking.
30 to hit?
Nah. Bounces off the shield.
Ka-tink.
Ding-ding-ding-ding-ding.
All right, so next is going up against... Let's see... 4 again for Adelar.
He hates the squishies.
Yeah.
He dove in front of it.
36 to hit.
God damn it.
You can't rush people, buddy.
Nope, can't do that.
That is going to be 46 points of damage.
You said 46?
Yes, that is.
The last one was 14.
Yes. That was very low.
That was a terrible roll.
Oh, you know why? Because I didn't have the plus 12.
We don't have to worry about that.
We do. I don't know the plus 12.
All right.
Hand is off the chest.
Wasn't the last one a crit, too?
Yeah.
Yes, but oh yeah, you're right. So V24.
Dang it,
Kelly, shut up.
Persistent bleed. Let's just see if it's higher.
Jeez.
Yeah, persistent bleed. Critical is 1d8 bleed on a critical hit. What does this say? It's not giving me the die roll. Hold on.
And what are the chances this will hit 10 again?
It is not higher than your previous persistent bleed. So, which it was 7. So
yeah,
small victories.
Pretty dang high.
Yeah. Last attack.
Chances are actually 25%.
Right. 2, which is going to be Oakwood.
All right.
Yay!
I know. Kingstar's like yes.
34 to hit.
That's not a crit.
Oh, okay. 25 points of piercing damage.
I need healing!
Man,
I need healing.
Imagine only having 26 AC. It's tragic.
All right, so that was...
27 AC.
That was Hubert's turn. He walked in, closed the door, and pulled a string.
Oh, that's what he did. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Neat.
Well, he ordered someone to do it anyway. Yeah, you did hear him call out, pull the string, damn it. Benson, it is your turn.
Okay, I'm going through the door. Just shoulder down right through the door.
Okay.
Wario shoulder bash.
Go ahead and make me an athletics check against the door.
Yeah.
Wait. What do you mean? You just opened the door.
He said he closed it behind him.
So? He didn't spend an action to lock it.
Okay, I'll try to open the door.
Yeah.
I'll open the door then.
He is on the other side of the door, so you will. So that's why I'm asking for the athletics check to push him out of the way, because he's on the other side.
He's like bracing it almost.
Yeah. To walk behind, close the door. He was like, pull the string!
Then this man, this giant unit of a man, just comes to power.
Boom!
I mean, I rolled really well, so just let me find my stupid athletics.
+15. +15. 33. That is that. You definitely push the door open, and you push him back into the room 5 feet. So I'll go ahead and do that in a second here. So you push the door open.
Yep.
If you could open up the door so that you can actually see into the room.
How do I do
click
that?
The little door,
yeah,
the
if you just click the little door. There you go.
Ah, there he is. He's right there.
In this room, you see... shelves line the east and west walls of the storeroom with lumber and broken machinery in the room center. The only exit is a wide door to the storeroom southeast corner that you just broke in. In here, you see three more members of the Scarlet Triad.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
They all have short swords, and one of them has a dagger to Fattleby Vesker's throat. I will reveal them all to you now.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, this is rough.
Hostage situations are never fun.
Yep. So, Fattleby is in the far... Oh, wait, I'm moving to the far corner.
He is in the far corner,
and then there's three other Scarlet Triad members that are in every corner of this room.
Come on, he's like a level 8 warrior, right?
Right. Yep.
He can take a hit, right?
He does have a blade to his throat, and it looks like they beat the shit out of him too, by the way.
Oh. No.
Got black eyes. You can see there's like blood like running down the corner of his lip, and he's just like, "Please, Madison, help me, man. Help me, help me."
Just do your dance moves. Magic mic him.
Use your magic mic skills.
So that was two actions.
Yep.
Yep.
Shit.
Oh yeah, let me.
He's right in front of you.
Well, he did.
He pushed him back.
Right.
You could always move the last action to get near the dude.
Yeah, but I don't want somebody to just close this door. But I also want to be like, hey, if you leave right now, don't kill him. We will let you leave. Because I don't see a way out of this for the. The guy.
Yeah, for Fattleby.
Sacrifices must be made. We have to capture this one.
Are you lawful neutral yet?
No, I've been lawful.
Okay,
alright,
just making sure.
I don't know, the cops are after you now.
Yeah.
Yes, and just by did call the cops.
By the mere fact that Jake hasn't even bothered putting tokens, I don't think these other guys are going to be that threatening to us, but this guy is probably very threatening to us.
Yeah. The fact I barely hit him.
Ah, shit.
Wait, do you guys not see the other Scarlet Triad members?
No.
I see the two...
It's well, dynamic. We have dynamic.
Dynamic lighting.
Never mind, I see it now.
They're lanky-looking guys.
Yep.
The non-chanting tables.
Yes.
The backup
pictures. Oh, you know what? I can show you their pictures, too.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh,
they have leather armor. They're swords, and they got manacles on.
They
them
look like dagger. Tools.
They do look like a bunch of fucking tools.
Look, they got the little hair strand that goes in front of their forehead.
Okay, Benson is gonna just Well, it seems that we have an impasse.
It sure does, my friend. You didn't accept my offer, so now we need to make do with what we have.
Could intimidate him again.
Yeah.
Sure.
You have a good intimidate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Intimidate.
I'm certainly good intimidation, so we'll see.
Oh my god, it's plus 19.
That's so ridiculous.
27. 28, sorry.
Let me look at his... that is... Oh, that is not a success, actually. That was a regular
thing. There's a 9 on the die, so...
Your voice cracked a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't go.
Yeah, that's my turn.
Let me go, mister. All right.
This dude is so dead.
Adelar, it's your turn.
All right.
Use fireball.
Adelar casts fireball.
right in the Wainwright storeroom.
Sacrifices must be made.
With wood all around.
As he says, sacrifices must be made. That's a fireball.
20.
Adelar.
You should have a cleric fee that lets you worship another god so you can get some Sarenrae fire
spells. Oh, yeah.
Wall of fire.
Was it dual?
Tim.
Dual.
Why?
Wait.
Yeah, maybe I'll move right here.
No, he's good.
He's got I'll move this. Right here, actually. That's the spot I want to be at.
All right, so Adelar runs into the room, realizes his grave error, and runs back.
I have a flashback to the Chimera fight.
Flashbacks to the skeleton fight.
And he's going to do the old two-action heal on himself. Pretty missed.
That's fair.
Why are you being so selfish?
He only has like 16 HP, probably. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. We can just move on while I just heal myself.
Oh, you're just healing yourself,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
But people want to hear the numbers, Tim, as you pick up all of those dice you have.
It's just after I didn't sort my dice today.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, well, my turn's going to take a while, so.
Okay.
Or it might take a while.
All right.
So, it is my turn, right?
Yes, it is your turn.
They don't go the little guys don't go before me?
No, they will be reacting after you get, after you. When you
great. All right, so, since I was detecting magic, did I detect... Other than his discern lies, which he told us about, am I detecting any other magic on him?
Any other magic on him? Let me see. His mace is magical. I can tell you it's just a potency rune. And let's see. You know what? I'll give you this.
You don't have to tell me what it is.
Right. But I'll tell you this. It looks like he has a book on his side that looks like it is ready to be opened in combat.
Huh.
We all know how much Kezra hates books.
On his side. Is the book magical?
No, but you've seen a spell book before.
Uh-huh.
So it's magical, right? Spellbooks are...
I don't know if spellbooks are innately magical.
I would feel like they are.
I would think so, too, but...
I mean, you would hate to be a wizard, get a fireball cast on you, and lose years of work.
Yeah.
No, my books!
Oh, no. Why didn't I fireproof these pages?
Okay. Then...
A little bit of water gets on them.
Yeah.
No!
I need to laminate every page.
I believe that there is, like, some kind of magical ink or something.
There
like
is.
That around, yeah.
it's fun.
Let's see. There's a cat meowing.
Yeah. John's cat is like, feed me.
There's a cat in the storeroom, too.
Forget the guy. Save the cat.
Okay, so...
Grab the cat quickly.
Damn speed. Okay, 25.
I just want Kezra to shoot a lightning bolt.
Like... Blows out the back wall of the Wayrange.
Main exit!
What I think I am going to do is... Sorry, I had all this time and I... Don't know what to do.
No, Hubert's voice, he just draws you in.
Wait, you're not the guy that wrote that note? You don't sound like a nerd.
Oh, you know what? Let's talk about that. Did he meet your expectations of being a big nerd?
I mean, you said he had a spell book, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a nerd.
He's a nerd.
All he needs is glasses on. That's his extra defense. You won't hit a guy with glasses, will you?
Yes. Okay. I am going to move right there.
Okay, you're at the corner of the door to that storeroom that they're in.
Correct. And I'm going to cast a new spell.
Oh. Yes.
So one of my retrained first level spell, and it is called Shockwave.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Shocking.
Yep. You create a wave of energy that ripples through the earth. Terrestrial creatures are in the affected area must attempt a reflex save to avoid stumbling as the shockwave shakes the ground.
Oh.
So the main dude and the guy up in this corner will be affected by the 15-foot cone.
Okay.
And they both roll a reflex save.
Gotcha.
I'm sure they're good at reflex, but...
Okay.
Why did I roll? I rolled a natural 20, too.
I'll roll for this.
No!
Alright, so let me go ahead and roll this really quick. Alright, so a reflex save. This is Hubert's reflex save. Not good.
Ooh.
Reflex is actually his worst.
Okay.
So that is going to be a 25.
That's a fail.
Wow, okay.
That's because he was pissing so much blood. He just
Yeah. He got really uncomfortable when he tried to dodge. Last one, or the Scarlet... Oh, they're Scarlet Triad Sneaks, what they're called. Last one is 15 on the die for... All right, so the Scarlet Triad Sneak out of 29.
All right, he will be... he will have a success.
Okay.
So Hubert falls prone.
Okay.
The guy in the corner is flat-footed until the start of its turn.
Okay.
Of its next turn.
All right.
Yeah, so Hubert is prone.
That's awesome.
All righty. Knocking Hubert on his ass. He's like, whoa. Hey, now.
Fell right on his bloody taint.
Gross. There's a bunch of hemorrhoids.
That makes me quite uncomfortable, sir. I do not appreciate that.
I need a doctor.
I need to see a medical professional, if you will be so kind as to escort me there.
Your blood-soaked crotch makes me uncomfortable.
I don't want to touch you.
For the record, everyone, he has pants with a red inseam. That's
Are
all
you
it
sure?
Is. It looks like... Let me read the notes.
You can understand our confusion.
Yeah. Completely. And I'm upset I didn't see it before.
Now you do.
Alright. Alright, so you go up and you send out this shockwave.
Yeah, Kezra just like walks up to the corner and just like says a couple of arcane words and then just like stomps the ground and just like the floorboards go through the room and just ripple and just launch Hubert to the ground and the other guy's like stumbling.
Alright. Let me go ahead and... is that the end of your turn?
Yes.
Okay. Let me go ahead and roll initiative for these guys now as they are...
Does anything happen if they succeed or no?
Yes, success is they're flat-footed until the beginning.
Oh, they're flat-footed.
Or until the end of their next turn.
That's good. Yep. Okay, awesome.
Flat-footed until the start of their next turn.
That's pretty good.
Okay, yeah.
All right. That's still
good. It's a nice spell. It's a 15-foot cone.
Yeah.
And on a success, everybody in the cone is a flat-footed.
Was that a first, second?
First level spell.
Wow.
Let me throw.
You can if you cast it as a heightened spell. Every level you heighten it, it increases the cone size by 5 feet.
Oh, nice!
Which is pretty sweet.
Oh wow, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so you can feel like
that can get big.
Yeah, that's that the first really level big. Spell.
Yeah. Alrighty. So let me go ahead and reveal each of the Scarlet Triad members. I'll put Fatalby on initiative as well. Even though he's just going to be like, please. Please help me out, bro. All right, Kezra, that is your turn. So it is coming back to the top of the round to Oakwood.
Okay. So he sees the dude there, but he also sees the Wainwright and the guy behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. And the guy has like a knife to his throat.
Yes. Yep, he has a classy rogue dagger to the guy's throat.
Punk.
Hey, punk.
Hey, punk.
Stop doing that.
Yeah.
You ever thought about not doing it?
Yeah. Change your ways.
you want to stop putting knives in people's throats and go home and rethink your life.
Rethink your life. I will. Okay, so against probably better judgment on certain things, because he wants to get this guy,
okay.
But he sees Benson is, like, right there.
Benson's 5 feet away, so...
So what he's going to do is...
I'll take care of a Fadalby elk.
Okay.
You're going to kill him?
You're all killed?
thank you for doing my work, good sir. I appreciate
He's already dead. He can't die.
Hey, you. That's our kill. He's ours.
I've had my eyes on him since the moment I walked into town.
You're taking my dad's business.
Yeah, so I wasn't sure just because if I should take out the guy behind him. Because if he goes ahead of you, he could just stab him and just kill him.
Worry not.
Okay. So he's going to put himself in a position here. He's going to walk up. Yeah, he has enough movement to go, like, Right. You know what? He's going to put himself in between two of these guys.
Ooh. Oh,
daring.
He is unconcerned.
Standing directly in between the... Well, okay, Hubert's on the ground, so yeah. But you're standing to the north of him and to the south of the Scarlet Triad sneak that was in the corner.
And he's flat-footed.
Yeah. Well, he's prone too. So he is going to slash down at Hubert.
All right.
Hubert. So that is... bad. That's a 2 on the die, so that's...
Rip.
Let's swing again.
Yep. Wait. I'm afraid flat-footed and prone ain't gonna help you there.
No, but that is a... Hold on. 27 to hit.
God, just a miss.
7. Yep. 11 plus... Wait, 11 plus...
Nope. Alright.
Hate to see it.
And so you move in, take a few swings. Hubert rolls right and rolls left. Manages to get out. It comes to Hubert Throp's turn. He is going to stand up.
Damn.
No.
Phil has attacks of opportunity.
And he is then going to point. As he stands up, he points his hand out at the lot of you to the south, which is Benson, Kezra, and Adalar. And he is going to cast a wave of something on all three of you.
No!
So he's a spellcaster.
Yes, he is a spellcaster. I need you all to make a will save.
Even though he can't see me? Is it like an AoE or something?
It's a 30-foot cone. So let me see if it...
Yeah, what a cone...
That's a good question.
This is a mental thing. Let's see.
I was casting bad vibes.
I cast bad vibes?
Yeah, casting through walls, like, the general rule is that AoEs have to have line of effect.
Oh, right, okay. Let me see something.
I think depending on what it is, though, I think it's, subject to...
Right. All right.
Like, for instance, I just cast Shockwave through a wall.
Right.
But it's affecting the ground. So I didn't think that I made the call. I should just ask you that I can affect the ground.
Okay.
Regardless of where, if there's a wall there.
Okay.
If it's if it is a mental thing, like, I'd be like, eh. But if it's like a fire or lightning.
Yeah, it's not.
Lightning bolt's just gonna crash into a wall.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, it's not fire or anything like that. This is a mental occult spell, and it's emotion based too.
Oh.
Okay. So that's why I'm saying that. But yeah, you're right. If it was physical, I would totally say that you're out of it. Even Adler would be out of it. But okay.
Will save.
Yes, will saves.
I'm gonna use my hero point.
Fuck yeah. Oh, you used your hero point already?
Yeah.
Oh boy,
damn.
Okay.
Damn.
Do it.
Not much.
Oh no.
Alright, Benson, what'd you get?
I got a 31.
That is a regular success.
I am going to use my orc superstition and bump mine to a 30.
Regular success.
Ooh, good.
And Adalar?
23.
That is a regular fail. So he casts Crushing Despair.
Yes.
You inflict despair on creatures in the area. The effects for each creature are determined by its will saves. So for a success, which Benson and Kezra got, for one round, the creature can't use reactions and must attempt another save at the start of its turn. On a failure, it is slowed 1 for that turn as it sobs uncontrollably. As a failure...
Wait. On a success, where we have to roll save...
So a success for one round, the creature can't use reactions and must attempt another save at the start of his turn. So this turn,
right?
Like Benson's going next, so he'll need to do the save again. If he fails that one, he is slowed 1.
Oof.
For that turn as he sobs uncontrollably.
God, what's the failure effect?
Failure is as success, but the duration is 1 minute.
Oh Jesus. That's so bad.
So he can't use reactions.
For 1 minute?
Yeah.
Yep.
Does he have to make the will save at the beginning of his next turn?
I get another will
Correct.
Save?
Correct.
But if he fails it, it's a minute?
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh. Well, I get another will save.
Exactly. Yeah, right now, the only thing that happens is that you guys can't use reactions.
Okay.
When it comes to your turn, we need to do the will save again, and then it depends. So... That's that.
Dang, that's terrible for Benson. Retributive Strikes like his kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That was his turn. He really messed him up. He was hoping to get more of you in that, but knocking him down was good.
I just ignored the person behind him.
Well, there's more people on this side. Also, he's scared of Benson. So, Benson, it is your turn.
Well, he's a smart man.
Okay. He should be.
Benson steps up, tears in his eyes from the crushing despair.
Not even, because I rolled a natural 18.
Oh, yeah.
So, 33.
That is a success. So.
You got to move up.
Yep, so, go ahead. Yep, so you do the will save, you succeed, you're fine, so...
Am I still slowed one turn?
That's only if you failed.
No, that's only if you fail.
You made a super.
Yep.
Okay, Benson stepping up to this man, utters a word as shield is cast on him.
Cool.
And I'm going to swing at this guy.
Swamp.
Whoa. After this thing loads. Do-do-do-do.
And computers are not operating at peak of efficiency today.
Only 26.
That is a miss.
That's tragic.
Flat-footed.
Yeah. 27 missed when he was flat-footed.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yep.
This is a scary man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great turn from Ben.
He's not a peon. Someone trying to accuse him of being. Is that the end of your turn?
That would be the end of my turn.
After that, it comes to Adelar.
All right. So I get my will save at the top.
Correct.
Okay. Come on.
You got a high will, right?
I do. That's why it's ridiculous that I failed twice.
After the hero point, too.
All right, there we go. 32.
32. That is a success.
All right, so that means I'm not slowed.
Correct.
Okay. Good, good, good. All right, so I am going to move into the room. Oh,
I collided with a wall. Tears were welling in his eyes, and then he got sucked back up in there.
Yeah.
Keep it together, man.
Don't you cry.
And then I think I'm going to use two actions to rip Hubert's spirit from his body.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I need him actually to make a fortitude save.
Don't mind if I do.
I think it's the strongest.
It sure is. 41.
Holy shit.
What?
Yes.
That was a good roll.
That was a pretty good roll.
Very good roll.
It was a middling roll, really.
So, like, what the hell happens?
All right.
That's my turn.
You hate to see it.
I love it when, you know, my really cool spell does absolutely nothing.
Dude, that's the life of a spellcaster in Pathfinder.
I either
do awesome shit or just do nothing.
I love it when Tim gets salty.
Not in 2E, because successes usually have an effect, too.
But critical successes.
Literally, his crushing despair had an effect on success, so yeah. All right. After Adelar's turn, it comes to the Scarlet Triad Sneak that is directly next to him, almost. So he is going to step up after dropping the string, because he's the one that pulled it.
Oh, that dick.
Oh, and he had to use both hands, so he has to draw a weapon.
Sorry, I need to roll the attacks for the lays.
That's still going?
Yes, it is still going.
I was wondering if it was still going.
Yes, it is still going.
Add actually. Another fucking 10 minutes to this combat.
Well, don't worry, the door's open, so Hubert can get hit now.
Can it only hit me?
Probably hit me.
Wait, who was in the room still after Hubert? It was... Oh, wait, everyone but Elkwood was in the room. Okay.
But the door is open.
Right, but the door is open.
Hubert can get hit.
Yeah. It only attacks people in the room, according to the trap itself.
So it was Kezra.
So it just stops at the doorway.
He's retconning it to when we were all still standing.
Yes.
I know. But I'm just saying
so here
that
comes three attacks on Adelar.
It just magically doesn't go through the doorway. That's very convenient, Parzo.
Yeah, let me see.
Why would you
delay? Delay the attempts 4 sharpened fragmented attacks against creatures in the room, selecting a target randomly from all available targets in the area A1.
Of course.
Yeah, I like that.
I hate Paizo, that.
Wonderfully written.
I mean, why would these guys make a trap that could hurt them?
So, going around really quick here. So, first attack is going to be against... Adelar.
It's going to take me out, and then my whole turn never happened. That's what's going to happen, and then I get my spell back.
Oh, okay, there we go.
Gotta look at the bright side, guys.
32.
That's actually just a regular
hit. Just a regular hit, all right.
Oh my gosh.
How did I know it was going to hit me, by the way?
Wait a minute. Were you within 5 feet of me?
No.
Shit.
No.
So it is going to be 25 points of damage.
Ouch. All
right.
If you were under the effects of crushing despair, you couldn't use your reaction anyway.
Oh. No. If he's 5 feet from me, he just gets my AC bonus.
Yeah. Next one is going to be a 2. So that would have been...
Elk.
It would have been Elk, but Elk was not in the room at the time.
Yep. Reroll.
A reroll here. 4 again.
I'm telling you, what's going to happen
is... He really hates clerics.
...is I'm going to go down, and my turn never happens.
It's going to be... oh, my God. It's going to be 41.
That's my God. The thing's gonna kill him on the ground.
Just keep shooting him.
Double traps. This guy is
involved. This is gonna be 50 total.
He's dying.
If this thing outright kills Adelar, I'm gonna lose my mind.
That was a crit, so he's dying too.
He's dying too.
He already used his hero point.
And I already used my hero point.
If you roll another 4, I'm gonna lose it.
1. So this one is going against Benson.
Benson.
Yeah, but next round is just going to kill me. I'll be the only one left out there.
Hey, it's got one more attack. Don't catch yourself out yet. This four.
I'm sure it could crit me, and then
35 against Benson.
That just hits.
That hits.
Oh my gosh. Is this really how Adelar is going to die?
It seems so.
to a lady.
16 points of damage, Benson.
Oh, that's nothing.
It's going to roll 4 again.
It only does 3 actions this turn.
Oh.
As it is winding down.
Great, so there's only 2 chances.
Oh, man,
Kezra
hasn't been
hit
by this thing yet.
Kezra's not. So you're lying right here.
No, he's laying behind me.
Yeah, it's right here.
Yep.
Jesus.
And you get your spell back. Congratulations.
Thanks. I get my spell back.
I do apologize for that. So the Scarlet Triad sneak, that is his turn. He is going to step up against Benson. And he's going to take 2 swings at you.
Okay.
That is a 35 to hit.
Just hits.
Dang. Sneaked it? Hit for 35?
No, yes. That's actually very
not good.
Maybe we should have taken him up on his offer.
Maybe we should have gone and just found some people for them to enslave.
I mean, it doesn't say anything against slavery.
She does.
Yeah, she does. Very much so.
Yeah.
You can smite it immediately for making the joke.
I don't know how many of our listeners would have appreciated us engaging in slavery, but
yeah, you know, it's actually very horrible.
I will give you this really, really quick, okay? Are you ready for this? In the book,
right, literally the Pathfinder core rulebook says that players can't do these things.
Right. So in the book it says that even if the players attempt to infiltrate the Scarlet Triad by doing so, by being like, yeah, sure, we'll join you in order to infiltrate it, it says you can do that, but just know slavery is evil.
If you are DMing and they choose to do this, you have a group of bad people.
Those players are evil.
Just says find a new table.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, God.
All right, so that is going to... That was a hit on you, Benson.
Yeah.
It is going to be 12 points of damage.
Wow.
Okay.
9 points of damage.
Wow. And then a 5 on the die for the next attack. So that is going to be a miss. And you guys are beginning to be surrounded by the Scarlet Triad sneaks. And Huberk, you know, can cast some devastating spells. Adelar is on the ground, and I will see you guys next time.
Jesus.